is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca.
Thank you, Secretary Lima. I will now announce the tally of the vote for the office of President of the United States. For Joseph R. Biden of Delaware, a Democrat, ayes 55, noes 0.
That's the way it sounded yesterday in the state of California as voters in the Electoral College officially pushed Joe Biden above the 270 threshold, and he became the president-elect of the United States of America. The Electoral College yesterday gave Mr. Biden a solid electoral majority of 306 votes to affirm his victory in last month's election. The results will be sent to Washington and tallied in a January 6th joint session of Congress. The U.S. president-elect will be campaigning today in the southern state of Georgia for two Democratic Senate candidates. Sagar Magani has more from Associated Press.
The Electoral College has formally chosen Joe Biden as the nation's next president.
The Federal Reserve.
Healthcare workers again will be receiving the first dose.
I beg your pardon. I will have that report later on today. Biden is due to appear with candidates, investigative documentary filmmaker John Ossoff and clergyman Raphael Warnock in Atlanta, the state capital and Georgia's largest city. U.S. Attorney General William Barr is stepping down from his post next week after meeting with President Donald Trump at the White House on Monday. Mr. Trump tweeted that Mr. Barr will be leaving just before Christmas in order to spend the holidays with his family. The outgoing president posted a resignation letter from Barr that included extensive praise of the president's administration. It said Barr's last day leading the Justice Department will be on December the 23rd.